I don't like my new house. I'm too scared to even close my eyes.
It can be hard to get used to a new room and a new house, but I have an idea that can help. Well, hey there. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening. So if your family has had to move to a new house, you know how hard it can be to get used to a new room, especially at night. Just remember that no matter where you move to, you can never move away from Jesus. He'll always be with you, even when you sleep. Psalm 4:8 says this, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Our story today is called Peaceful Sleep. Tyler sat up in bed. "What's that noise?" he wondered. He and his family had moved to a new house, and now he slept in a strange new room. Somehow, he didn't feel safe the way he had back in his old, familiar home. Tyler heard the noise again. "I don't like this room. I don't want to sleep here," he thought. He jumped out of bed and bolted down the stairs to find his mom. "Tyler," Mom said when he rushed into the living room, "what's wrong?" "What's that noise, Mom?" Tyler asked. Mom listened for a moment. "There's a bit of thunder in the distance," she said. "It won't hurt you." Tyler knew his mom was right. The noise did sound like thunder, and it wasn't even close. There was nothing to be afraid of, but he was still scared. "I don't like my new room," he said. Mom put her arm around him. "Sometimes it's hard to get used to a new house." She pointed to the little dog sitting at her feet. "I think Tucker still feels a little strange here, too. Why don't you take him to your room? He'll keep you company." Tyler looked at the puppy. "Okay," he said. "Come on, Tucker. I'll take care of you." Mom went to tuck Tyler back into his bed. "When you feel afraid, remember that we didn't move away from God," she said. "Jesus is right here with you, just like he was at our old house. Even when it's dark and there's a storm outside, you can trust him to take care of you." When Tyler heard the sound of thunder again a little later, he pulled the blanket snugly around himself and Tucker. "You aren't scared when you know that I'm close. You know I'll take care of you and keep you safe, don't you?" he asked as he stroked the puppy's head. "I'm not scared either, because I know Jesus is here with me. He'll take care of me." Then Tyler and Tucker closed their eyes and went to sleep. So how about you? Do you have trouble getting to sleep when things seem scary or new? You may move to a new place, but you can never move away from Jesus. If you know him as your Savior, he is with you everywhere, all the time. Trust him to be with you and to take care of you. Then close your eyes and enjoy the peaceful sleep and rest he has for you. Our key verse once again.
Psalm 4:8. "I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety."
And our key thought today, sleep well. Jesus is with you. So hey, what are your plans for the summer? If you don't want to be bored and instead you want to have some fun, join my Word with Zach summer reading program. Read the Keys for Kids devotional and your Bible every day in June, July, and August, and you'll get a prize from me each month. I'll send you a reading calendar to help you keep track of how you're doing. And if you can do all the devotionals for those 3 months, I'll put you in a drawing for a Kindle Fire. So if you want to avoid wasting time being bored this summer and would rather have fun winning prizes, then join me on Word with Zach. Just ask your parents to sign up at wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. Well, I'm Zach. We'll see you next time on Keys for Kids.